Blog Talk Radio.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, look. Human life in a tight crunch, hypnotized 9-to-5 world. Yep, that's right, the paradigm sucks. Improvise, improvise, force. Break it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, check it out, look. Chant it down, make analysis. Chant it down, all the fallacies. Chant it down, you've been lied to. Chant it down, we see right. Can't we metamorphosize to it like a lamp shedding light to it?
Live from the Hawaiian Islands, it's Chant It Down Radio with your host, Lewis of People Beyond.
Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book. Break it down, chant it down, book.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Chant It Down Radio episode. This is episode 29, and welcome to Chant It Down Radio, where we deprogram from the deep program and furthering our discussion and analysis of life here on planet Earth. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Loomis, and I'm here to help the world chant it down better. And we chant it down to the fullest degree. That's what we do here on the show. And if you're a first-time listener, I recommend you get into some of the archives and kind of get the picture, because I'm just going to go straight into this more so than I would with more of an intro to some of my other episodes. But this one, I'm getting right into a series of shows I call The System Tentacles. And if you're not familiar with the show or just kind of listen to a few, recommend getting back into the episodes that started it all as far as this series of shows is concerned. It would be episode 15. But just go to the archives, Chant It Down Radio, Google that up, and you'll see on the different episodes top in the bold lettering, you know, what each episode's about. And these are they're all in boldface lettering. You'll see which what they start with, which is episode 15. And the System Tentacles are a series of shows in which we peel off the tentacles of the system that are wrapped around us and realize they're there, identifying the problem. And so if you're catching this in the middle, it is you're not going to get the most out of it. And at this middle point now, in which I'm going further up the rungs of the system tentacles, you could say, or going a little bit in deeper in depth in the look of life here on planet Earth, you're going to want to either you get lost, pissed off, or you know, if you're not familiar with chanting it down, I recommend going back and starting to listen. But that's all I'm going to say about that, because you have a lot of episodes to catch up on, and this would be episode 29. So if you haven't gone into any of that at all, I recommend that you start going back and doing these archives, because this is System Tentacles number 9 and 10, which is a doubleheader tonight. And System Tentacles are wrapped around us, so we can't be, you know, truly free and bust free and be the people that we need to be. I'm here to show the world it from a perspective that I've labeled the People Beyond perspective, that we can be free and we can be beyond what the world has confined us to. And so that's what I do here on the show. And so we are, you know, seeking freedom and being free from the dumb. That's right, from the dumb, not just the dumb people, not just the whole thing is dumb, and we are much better than this. So we have been put in a box smaller than it, but it's time for us to bust free and become humanity that we need to be. So, this show is going to go into some topics. The first of the two is shallowness and foolishness, the foolish culture out there, the shallow culture that we see every day here on planet Earth. And we're going to, you know, discuss that, unravel that, And then the second of the system tentacles would be number 10, ego run amok and out of control. And we'll discuss that tonight. So these two are very similar, but they intertwine like many of these do. But they kind of deserve their own light each. So going to do a little double header tonight. And I'm going to throw out a disclaimer because on this show and other episodes as well, I'm going to refer to America and Americans a lot on this show. And why I do it is because America is a place where everything is taken to the extreme. It is a place that sets an example for the rest of the planet, and it's the belly of the beast. It is the center of the Western control. It is the center of the way of life that has invaded the planet. And you know, within America, there are some great people. So when I say things like, you know, sounds like I'm talking bad, it's actually that within America there are great conscious awake people. There are some great loving people and well-meaning, and I'm not talking about, you know, just throwing out the baby with the bath water. But here on this show, I will be speaking about it more so than maybe other countries because of the way that it has been, these two topics have been taken to the extreme. So I'm speaking to as a collective. I'm speaking to the America as a collective. I'm American. I'm born in this country. That's where I was born. Doesn't mean anything. It's just some land. You could have been born anywhere yourself, but you were born wherever you were born. And, you know, I speak to the world on this show, I'm not ever really speaking to one country or one particular type of people. I'm speaking to all that would like to hear, all that would like to care. And don't get offended. But if you get offended from this show, wait till I get into the system tentacle nationalism and culture, when I get into that and chant that down. So that's why I say now, once I get into the system tentacles, if you're just a new viewer, you might want to just start from the beginning and work your way up, because understanding the chant down, understanding the breakdown and the taking away of the system tentacles is a very important part of this episode and show. So. And also, I'm not on a high horse talking down at you. You know, I have problems with all this too. Shallowness, foolishness sometimes, and ego problems run amok. Yes, it happens to me. So I'm not anywhere perfect. And sometimes on this show, I'm speaking at myself on this show. Sometimes it's a way of self-reflection, and it helps me, you know, just kind of talk this all out. Maybe it's therapeutic for myself on the show and helps me clarify. So it's just the way that things have been brought out to me. You know, as a human, I've lived an interesting life, just being me, and interesting information has come to me. And if you get all this information and learn all this stuff about the world, but what do you do with it? So that's why I started a radio show. You know, if you have a leaky jar, it's hard to know where to put it all. It's hard to know where to drain it all. So this is a way for me to vent. But anyway, that's just sort of my disclaimer on me talking as a radio show host. I'm nobody special. I'm just here to share information and a way and a perspective that has come upon me and come to me in life, and, you know, spitting it back out. So welcome to Chant It Down Radio. Hoping all of you hopefully chant it down, and getting into the topics tonight. So the first thing I want to talk about here is shallowness and foolishness. And I find it a big part of everyday life. You know, the shallowness and the foolishness comes from the focus or lack of focus on the important things here that we should be looking at here on the planet. And so, I mean, it just comes down to the fact that you could be somewhere, and if you just want to be a listener, an observer, more people are so chatty that they don't take time out to just listen and use the senses that don't require just talking. I know it's hard for some people, but if you just listen to what people are talking about. What are people talking about? What are people focused on? And you know what amuses people? And you'll find that the majority of people that you listen to are either talking about something that pretty much they talk about what they saw on TV or something media, just a lot of things that don't really matter in the big scheme of things. So people's ambitions and goals, listen to what people have, your average person has as an ambition, and it really doesn't matter, and it connects into a lot of the ego ran amok too. So, these things are these two tentacles are very closely knit together, and they kind of stem from the same source and come from the same place. So there's really no substance, you know. I go around and I listen to conversations. I do. I truly like to listen to what all have to say and not in an ego way, just to go around and be an observer and just kind of listen to the different topics that are on people's minds. And I'm usually not amused. I'm usually not very mesmerized by any of it. It's often pretty boring because people live pretty boring lives. People, they go to work all the time, as I've talked about on this show. So, but basically, what it comes down to is you can go in a lot of conversations and listen and. You know, who's really caring about their land base? You ever hear anybody talking about, where they live, caring about about food growing? No, of course not. People don't even think about that. They're not talking about that at all. They're not talking about survival on the planet because that's been all taken care of for them. So everybody taking things for granted and just sort of living this life mesmerized by the media, which I've gone into the system tentacle media. This one connects right into that whole media system tentacle, and so we chant it down fully, because this is really carried away humanity at its most carried away. People don't care about anything. People's philosophies on life are from watching the most popular people in television. And they blueprint themselves after people like that. It's copycat culture, and it happens all over the planet. And it's causing the place which we're in today. It's just one of the causes, and this is one of the things that's wrapped around people so tightly. Yet they don't know what it is, because people don't see the system. As I've said on many shows, people don't see the system because it's not something you can see. Last show I talked about, all the imaginary lines around the planet, the grid, the time zones, the latitude, longitude lines, the equator. You don't see any of that stuff. And it's the same thing. The system, it's all imaginary. It's all in our heads. And it's all us running around chasing pieces of paper. It's about laws on pieces of paper, imaginary things. But this whole thing is imaginary, but people are living in this bubble, this incredible bubble. It's unbelievable. But try to stay on topic, because I get off on tangents, as you probably know when you listen to the show. It's so easy to go everywhere because all this interconnects, and it's a big network that is our life. It's a tapestry woven. But let's get into you can go online, and if you check out the official studies on where human intelligence is, and often you hear that human intelligence is on the decline. So then you go into why. I just decided to Google up and see for what people think about that, because I notice it on the daily. And so when you look it up, a lot of these official studies, these people, these scientists, they say because of access to food compared to previous ancestors, People are getting dumber because they're not, living in that survival mode. Well, and that's an interesting thing because, yeah, it's true. People aren't using those senses, but it's mainly because they're not using their natural senses because they're not in the natural world. They've been taken away from it. So the things they're not even considering at all in any of these studies, why people are getting dumbed down and getting stupider, is because of, well, things I've already gone over. You know, people's focus and attention on media, junk on TV, things that just don't even matter, things that are just mindless brain rot, just decaying of the morality, the intelligent thought, the curious, and just entertaining and stimulating a small part of the brain, which is important to in life to enjoy and enjoy life, but the overall stimulation is very small, very little. And of course, they don't take in consideration the food that we eat that destroys our brains. I went over the excitotoxin system tentacle, the foods that actually excite brain cells and kill them, and the foods and the sugars and the nutrient poor foods or empty foods that we eat that just fill us up but don't do anything for our overall blood flow and give us any nutrients at all. So there you have a nutrient-starved population, and if, you know, you don't take that in, well, that's a serious one to chant down too, but we've already gone over that on the show. And really what it comes down to, though, over all those, is lack of attention. Lack of attention on the right things. Because you can focus on anything. You can focus on becoming an electrician, all right? So you could be super good at just that because that's what you focus on, that's your occupation, and that's what you do every day. So anything you focus on, you will get better at. Practice makes perfect. But that's small in the scheme of things, and when it comes down to the full spectrum of life, it doesn't really matter. And so there is the whole where the fault lies within the fact that people's attention is on the small details, looking at a small part of life and constantly focused on one thing, which I've already gone over, is making money, which is the big focus that's got everybody running around with heads cut off like chickens and just being insane in the money trance. So check that out as well. All these interconnect so much. But I've been a guy that's hung around a lot of people. That I've been a journeyer here on planet Earth, and I've done a lot of I've met a lot of people and done a lot of different adventures. And one of the things that I have always noticed in a lot of social circles, you go to a gathering, a party, or just even a few people, I can sit around and listen, and I have nothing to say. Because what happens is when a lot of people get together, not conscious people that are awake minds, but just your general public people, systemites, often you hear them talking about a TV show or a movie or sports or their work, and this stuff, it's just boring. It doesn't stimulate me, so I'll just sit there pretty quiet. And the reason I don't really get involved in these conversations is I see a bigger picture. I see a world that is much wider and has some much more serious problems, and not just problems, but serious, amazing, miraculous things as well. And people are focused on such a narrow view. And so for me, it doesn't stimulate me. Yeah, I've gone through all that. I used to like to watch sports on TV and used to like to watch TV shows. I've been through all that. I've been through the same system everybody else is in, and I'm no better, no different. But I've been one that has been able to zoom out and, you know, take a few steps back, turn it on its head, chant it down. And that's a kind of a catchphrase I say on the show, just because a lot of people never, they can live an entire life and never do any of that. And I guess I've just been lucky, and that's why I'm here. But I'm not here on a high horse, again, just talking from a perspective that people don't have a focus on the right thing. So I got this interesting radio clip. I just happened to hear it. This is months ago during the Super Bowl. I was listening to a football player, and I think it was on NPR, which I don't usually even listen to. Of course, we call it national propaganda radio, as you may hear in another episode. I just happened to hear this football player, NFL football player, who had quit the NFL. I forgot his name. But that doesn't matter. Anyway, he was talking, you know, the radio show host was asking him questions, and she was just like, well, you know, why would you quit the NFL? She just didn't get it. And this guy, whether he had an epiphany, he never said, but he was saying that it's a waste of time, and he hated it, and he hated every moment of, and he called it drudgery. Which most people would be pretty stoked to be able to play a game for a living and get paid millions and or whatever they get paid. But he was someone who evidently saw the truth. And he boldly said on the radio that there's more to life than sports and America needs to wake up. And I thought that was pretty amazing. I was pretty happy to hear that. It just someone that was actually standing up and saying something, because people get so wrapped up in these games, in these shows, and there's nothing wrong with it by itself. Have fun, enjoy the system, enjoy the things that it has to offer, but people get so wrapped up, they forget, and they get wrapped up in the smallest details, and that's what this is all about, is just a shallow culture, the look at life that has just become human life, which people even 100 years ago would just have their jaw drop at where humanity has gone. People that are alive now from those old days, from the that are still hanging on, you know, gradually grew into it. But if someone were to time travel here, the shock would be pretty big, I'm sure of it. But, you know, people buy material things far beyond their abilities to pay back, because they're showed to be consumers, and they're showed that if they get these things, they'll feel better about themselves. And of course, that goes into the whole ego thing I'll get into in a little bit. But just the focus on, oh yeah, if I had that car, I'd get that girl, or if I had that house, I'd just be happier. And so they have people stuck. They have people stuck in these circles of wanting this and that and getting that next thing, and that's where the focus lies. That's why we're in where we are these days as humans, in a prison without the bars. A prison that you can't see, a prison that works more effective because you can't see it, touch it, taste it, smell it. It's beyond the five senses, but it's here, and you'll bump into the walls if you walk this way or that way, different than the systemites walk. So people package themselves up like a product to be sold. In this country, in America, people love entertainment. They love it. Entertainment is like what America is kind of based on. And there's great things about entertainment. I enjoy great movies and experiences that take me places. But the fact that people just basically buy whatever is out there, the perspective, not thinking, just out there doing it. And people's minds, I mean, you go anywhere. I heard some girls the other day. It was all about celebrity gossip, and then so I was listening to them. And I was like, wow, dumb. Okay, you know, why do we need to know about these people's lives? So then I go into the store, and I look on the magazine rack, dumb, all about celebrities and what they're doing with their lives. So people have this, live vicariously through these people who really, a lot of them are probably assholes, basically. You know, maybe some are cool. I don't know any of them, but a lot of them have it made, and a lot of them probably are not humble, as I'll get into the ego section, you know. And just the things that people are wrapped up into, these reality TV shows. I'm a person who doesn't watch television because I find better things to do in life. And so for me, I chin it down from the outside, and it's easier. And if you do watch a lot of TV, then it probably, a lot of the things don't shock you. But for me, when I turn on a TV, or I don't really turn on a TV because I don't have one, don't like that very much. I mean, again, in moderation, sure, it's fine. Not knocking anybody that does. But the thing about it is, it's a frequency that if you're not in it, and then you go back to it, like go to some friend's house and they have the TV blaring on, it's pretty shocking in a way, because it looks so dumb. I just am like, my senses are jammed full of, I get overwhelmed, and I can't even focus for a little bit, and then I realize I'm just like, people buy this perspective? People like this? Oh my, and I get into TV shows, and I just go, dumb. The dumbest, the reality TV shows to me are the stupidest. And maybe you guys, some people out there listening, love these shows. Love what you like. You don't have to listen to me. But when I see these shows, I see these shows that are supposed to be reality, quote-unquote reality, and all I see is this, like, these, I'm sure that it's some of it's acting, and then they put this dramatic music over it, and it's all the same, and it all sounds so dumb. And someday, when people have hindsight to look back at where we were around this time, they're also going to go, dumb, what were we thinking? And that's just it. A lot of the times, people look back in hindsight and they go look at, like, maybe the 80s or something, and they go, oh, what were people thinking? Oh, wow, why were they like that? Well, you know, people get caught up in the dumb. And dumb is dumb, whatever generation, whatever decade, and this is now. But dumb is getting dumber. It is. And it's true. And the epitome of the entertainment and media and the all this I'm talking about, you know, the shallow, often the shallow culture, is America itself. It is what pumps it out into the world. And of course, other countries pumping out too, but America is the entertainment capital of the world, and nobody can deny that. But when it comes to the rest of the world, Americans don't know shit about the outside world. So funny, so interesting. Yet people support going and bombing somewhere they've never been and know nothing about, and they do, you know, what the media and the president says. I saw this ridiculous, it was funny, it's online, YouTube video, I think it was a British channel, and, you know, chant everything down, you know, that, you know, it's all dumb TV in general, but this show was, they had an announcer go out and, you know, interview people in America about, you know, just asking them different questions about this and that, and one of the questions that they asking people on the street is, name a country that starts with the letter U. You know, you pass by some people, they're like, oh, I don't know, and then some other guy was like, oh, Utah, and then another lady was just like, I give up, I don't know, what country starts with the letter U? And the announcer or the interviewer was like, United States? And she's like, oh, yeah, oh, well, of course. But the thing is, I've dealt here in Hawaii, I deal with all people. And we get to see America from the outside. It's a different perspective because we're in America, but we're as far away from America as you can get within it. Because Hawaii is a different culture. It's a place that formed on its own by itself. It's got a different background, and it's got a different history. So you can see the different travelers that come in from all over the world. And a lot of the least traveled people, the least seasoned travelers, are from the United States. Because people, for some reason, don't have a curiosity. A lot of people I meet don't have a curiosity much about the outside world. So when taken out of their element, they're totally thrown off, as I see people all the time. I mean, I just constantly see it. I used to work doing hiking tours. I would actually bring people out and be a guide and show them, you know, waterfalls and the great nature aspects of the Hawaiian Islands. And bringing people out, if you want to know the human condition, just work with the general public. Then you understand where people are coming from. And just some of the things that I would, you know, come across. It's hilarious sometimes when I think back. And I remember once I had a lady, she was from somewhere like Arizona, and I was trying to talk about this particular plant, which is a pandanus. We call Lauhala. And she goes, "Is that a yucca?" And I said, "No, it's a pandanus." "That's a yucca. We have yuccas." And I was like, "No, this is actually pandanus. Are you sure you know?" And she just thought she knew, but she was just absolutely out there. I just remember I've had people that have asked me if we were on the Big Island, which we're on Oahu. You know, people don't do any research before they go anywhere. So anyway, sidetracked. But just showing you that people that come out from all over, just what people focus on, lack of knowledge by simple investigating and research would get you there. But people don't have that. People's attentions are somewhere else. One movie that really is kind of an interesting movie that I've seen before that kind of has to do with the dumbing down to a more of an extreme level is Idiocracy. And it's a pretty funny movie to at least watch once. Personally, I didn't think it was like an incredible movie, but it had some parts that were pretty funny. And the plot is, if you haven't seen it, a character. And I think he's like I forget what he does. Him and a lady were frozen in time, were frozen for 500 years and came back in the world, and the world had become so dumbed down that it had gone to extreme levels of dumb that it was. Unbelievable. I mean, the number one movie in the future in this movie was called Ass, and it was 90 minutes of a butt on a screen. It won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Screenplay, and it was just a butt on the screen, people laughing, you know, you know, that kind of stuff. I think it was made by the creator of Beavis and Butthead, but hilarious in its own way. But that's almost where people are going. That's almost where I see it. I see the effects of the foods that people eat, what people watch, and what people focus on. And it's not a laughing matter, but you can have fun with it too. But, you know, take a look around and look where people's focus is. Look where people's attention is. Looking around, you know, what are people doing the most? Well, when I take a look around me, most people aren't even in conversation. They're in their phone. They're in there. And I mean, just go any general public, go to an airport, a restaurant, you know, just a street corner, and watch and listen, and you see where people are at, and you see what they're doing. And, of course, I'm no exception. I get in my phone, too, and that's how people communicate these days. But put this thing down and use your other senses and look out. Look into the world and find what else is out there. That's where people's focus and attention is. I wonder if people are going to get you know, hunched over from looking at their phones so long in the future. All these people with these hunched over backs, you never know. But basically what it is coming down to, and what is, most people have never known better or had access to the right information and consciousness. And so can you blame them? Everybody has different starting points, and it's difficult, but they've been purposely blocked off. That's the thing. And some people have never had access to higher consciousness, never been around the right people. I mean, that's it. If you surround yourself with shallow company, you become that too. So it's all about choosing who you hang out with, you know, and choosing who you want to influence you. And if you want that, well, that's what you get. You know, you get what you put in. And so, you know, where is your attention? Your attention is where? Where is it? Is it, what's it all about? What should be life? And what should it be about? And that's the questions we have to answer. We have to ask ourselves. We need to ask the right questions. You know, what should we be focusing on? Well, as I talk about on shows, and I don't like to be negative too much, but for obvious, there's a lot of things going on the planet. And you can also get wrapped up in that. That can almost be another system tentacle I could add in too, getting wrapped up in all the things that are in the world that are negative happening and not allowing yourself to be free and enjoy life. There's a balance. But we should be focusing on improving. And we're in a serious situation on planet Earth. There's many things, and I don't care to even name them on this particular episode because I'll be going over all that, and I have been going all over that. But life is about growing. That's what life's about. We always got to kind of go back to a spinner hub, which I call the people beyond perspective. We are people beyond this, but we forgot. So life is about growing. It's about learning. Are you growing and learning? You know, you have to ask yourself. And it's about building. It's about you know, progressing. And I don't mean just like building yourself a career. It's about learning what life really is about, getting into the spiritual side of things, getting into the you know, the improvements of all mind, body, and spirit, and beyond, and consciousness. It's about consciousness. It's about experiencing consciousness. And so our focus should be about learning, self-improving, always trying to come, you know, better than before, slicker this year than last year, better this year than the year before. And people aren't trying to do that. Most people are actually declining in the opposite direction. So those are some of the things, you know, move on up. I always like the song by Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. And I don't think he was really talking about in the fiscal way, moving on up the corporate ladder. Hell no, he was not. He was talking about moving on up and bettering yourself. And that's the thing that people forgot is they just forgot to better yourself. And what that requires is research, reading. It sounds painful maybe, but once you get into it and you start to learn and grow and become the person that you need to be, nothing is more important. Nothing matters. Once you figure out your calling here on planet Earth, that is what it's all about. And just waking up and breaking free and exploring consciousness on a deeper level. So, you know, and through a day, you know, are you learning and growing? Or, you know, another thing is, do you empower others? Going around and empowering people. Once you start to wake up, you want to wake others up, but you want to wake them up in the right ways. And everybody kind of has a different starting point, so you kind of have to meet people where they're at. I think that's an important one, and it depends on the situation. But, you know, do you empower others? Also, do you live a loving life? Do you spread love? And those are all things to think about. Do you enjoy life? All those things need to be put in grow, learning, loving, and spreading love. And so some people aren't there. They haven't got there, but that's the building process. So you can get to the level of empowering people. Today I was in line at a store, and I talked to this lady about something real simple, you know, about how our son passes over the Hawaiian Islands twice in a year. And, you know, because she was talking about how she gets burned really easy this time of year, and I was telling her that's why, and then that spawned something else, and eventually we're talking about, you know, the cashless system and how that's creeping in, and all of a sudden, you know, she was like, wow. She was like, yeah, you know, and all it was just an exchange of information. And this lady said, well, you know, that's something that me and my husband always talk about too. And you know, she was an older lady, and she just really thought about all that. And I left her, you know, feeling better than before, something that most people wouldn't talk about in line. So those are just the simplest things, but just leaving people empowered and you know, spreading the love. And not always the people take it the right way, but you just give it and it comes back. Most importantly, it's all about creating the change and spreading the consciousness to help us get out of this crisis we're in. You know, it's about creating the change. And as one person, you can do a lot more than you realize. Me, myself, you know, I do a radio show in the very little bits, increments of spare time that I have, but in hopes to get people to, you know, maybe wake up, or just giving you my take on life, take it or leave it. But hey, this is just, you know, how it is. It comes out of me, and hopefully it can help some people in life. And that's where the attention needs to be. So it's all about chanting it down. So, you know, take a look at life. How shallow is it around you? And how can you improve your surroundings by helping to empower others, and, you know, give people the right information and show people where to focus. But not in a self-righteous way, just sharing knowledge, and it's the simplest thing. So let's take a little break.
You used to be some hippie tripping, getting visuals of revolution, nature movement, now you're cruising BMWs, living life so stuffy. High priced nutrition stores, you like to live in your house on the river gorge. Folks can't pick it up for a Chardonnay every day, pardon me. But then you used to be some bong hitting pot and talking, piecing up arguments. Now you're the contrary opposite, got rigged the jobs again. Inherited mom and dad's offices, still wearing moccasins, got into Persian woven carpets and ultra modern art pieces, and it's kind of hard to think of. You were turning back to hippie ways with social conscious, smart reason to revolve. And you got dough, and now you're holding on to full beats and settings so seemingly lavish, synthetic bohemian. You just cling to your habits, and it gets me thinking what happened. You used to speak on the fascists, and now you beak on those assholes. But then you preach like you have. Gave up everything that you fought against, must have subtly fell to the dominance. Gave up beating establishments just to sleep on the mattress. So rise and succeed, and you make me want to bomb it. A high horse is seated up upon the summit. Society deceived you. I'll find you if you need it to break down nothing. I love the colorful clothes you wear. From the outside, you will blow your mind. Got every guy walking by, double taking and rubbernecking. But who's that attachment? Has your hand and grab an ass and acting like he's really valiant. Ego expanded from having assets and he's poppin'. System, shiny rim, tinted windows with the six of civic, brand name endless, trust to be intimidating with this presence, gets his affection from exhibiting, showing off clothes, he's got talking lots and belittling, witnessing the bypassers eyes, gander at you as a side tracker, fascinate for the fact of attention as your guy grabs you, dress up for the public exposition display, slipping to his skin, got you addicted to sniffing the aim, force upon a manipulator, but tricked by the game, you're a disciple of his lifestyle, but it's really just lame, as a matter of fact, he's
he's a derelict. The manner he displays is counterfeit. He really has a lack of intelligence. What he really needs is embarrassment. His conscience needs to crumble. He needs to be pummeled to be humble. So coaxing and so subtle, his corruptness must have rubbed off, and your enviness of him just makes you demonstrate your pennies worth of any sense. Welcome back to gravity, unsatisfied feeling, cause you envy emptiness, attempting to be images and thinking you're the shit cause you have that kind of mentality. So proud to be the center of study, I'll say yes to your body, but your character's ugly, pathetic, disgusting, synthetic, and nothing with the image to flatter and brag about. Maybe no one sat down and told you the facts of your fallacy.
Tracks that I recorded, and if you've never listened to me before, I've also been a musician in my life, a lyricist, and that is some of my music, which that's the only thing I can play on the Blog Talk Radio here. They don't let you play anything else because they don't have a license to let people play other things, so I can only play my own music, my own original music, and that song, I believe I wrote in 1998, and that was during a time when I just started to come into consciousness. I just started to come into the realms of trying to figure out what was going on planet Earth, but I didn't really fully know. But one of the things I noticed right away was the ego ran amok. The ego was out of control here on planet Earth, and as I became more conscious, the more things that having some interference here on the phone. Hold on a second. A little weird sound. So as I went into the more conscious realms of life, I realized that what we have going on here is a big problem, and the egos ran amok. This is System Tentacle number 10, Ego Ran Amok. And so this is a really important one, because this one has to do with kind of why things are where they are and the kind of people that the elite have created. So we sort of have these blocks in our heads and our minds to continue further down consciousness and understanding what's going on here on planet Earth. We live in an egocentric culture. We live in a culture that is constantly focused on themselves as individuals, not as a mass, and not connected, but disconnected. And it doesn't help with the financial system, which gives people the illusion that you can be independent on your own and make it, and you can be whatever you want to be, and doesn't matter, there's no rules in that. And there lies a big problem. Now, it's the physical appearance people are worried about, too, a lot. There's the physical appearance that people are trying to get out of just look good everywhere, which is nothing wrong, you know, but people trying to look good all the time are constantly focused on themselves, so it's an insecurity thing. And you know, worrying about how you look, you know, what car you drive, you know, that polishing that car, making it nice, making yourself look good on the outside when the inside needs a lot of work, and that is what I'm talking about. So that it's an attention-seeking culture we have become too. As people are always seeking out ways to be approved by the masses and in whatever form, which I'll come back to. I talked about the celebrity worship, the celebrity life that people are trying to pattern themselves after, pop culture. Pop culture being a huge influencer, as I talked about in episode 15, the media mind control first system tentacle, and how crucial it is to understand that one and how much it influences everything, everywhere, everybody's down to their thought patterns. The media and its pop culture, you know, that influences teenagers, people just getting into the world before they become adults, and they idolize these people in the media, and it's disgusting. It's the people that they idolize after, and just where it all comes from, and Walt Disney, and you name it. Just the programming that comes through creates a pop culture that comes through MTV and all that. That is the mind control. That's what it is. It is showing you how to be, how to think, the pattern after somebody that's quote unquote popular and everybody likes them. So, what about you? You know, people also live vicariously through these people. But then again, people are also just thinking about themselves too. It's an interesting thing that ego ran amok. You know, lack of caring for others. People, it's a common trait. You know, how many times do you see a homeless man on a corner and everybody driving by, you know, oh, that's his problem. He did it to himself. We don't know anybody's story. You know, some people, yes, they have drug and alcohol problems. They may have brought themselves to there. That is something they did. But how about people that are starving? Your fellow brother or sister starving and, you know, barely making anything, making life and living on the streets. How many people pass by, never give a dollar, never look him in the eye? You know, that has created this culture that we live in. And it's narcissism, which we're in the brunt of it, especially here in America, where it has become, no, not just within America, but it certainly seems to be a selfish culture that walks the earth, that is all about being proud and being the people that they think they need to be. And if you ever listen to the radio show host, Mark Passio, I've mentioned before, great show, breaks down the system in much better form than I can even try to, because he puts everything into the words that I've always wanted to but never could. Awesome, but check out, it's What on Earth is Happening with Mark Passio. And he's an ex-Satanist, and he talks about some of the traits of, or the satanic tenets. And one of them is everybody out for themselves, that narcissism. It's basically narcissistic culture that derived, basically people are living the tenets of Satanism, and they don't even realize it. You know, check out that show. Much better than I can do, for sure. But narcissistic personality disorder is a real thing. NPD, they call it. And they say 1 out of 10 Americans in their 20s has symptoms of NPD. I think more. The way I see it and I look around, you know, these studies are not done by people who truly chant it down. So I'm going to say nearly half people, and I would say in the world, nearly half or more have this narcissistic personality disorder. What about me? You know, what are you going to do for me? Try working customer service somewhere. I've done some of that in my life. Whew, unbelievable what some people's attitudes, ugly attitudes they have, and they have to live with it. And some people, They bring that wherever they go, and they give everybody that same trouble. And those people need to be chanted down to the fullest degree. There's this whole loudmouth culture that's out there, and these loudmouth people go around, you know, disrespecting and just go into a crowd of people. They don't care what anybody thinks. They're this loudmouth, unconscious loudmouth. That's what I'm getting at, and that's usually kind of the similar trait of this this culture, this disorder. It's a psychocultural affliction. It's a thing embedded within, so we don't see it. But that's the purpose of the system tentacles, is to identify. And so, I mean, it's a culture that we see every day when we walk around, and again, listening to people's conversations or what they want, and it's promoted heavily. Things like Facebook, for example, that's your instant fame. You know, you can get yourself instantly famous, and you have all these different people that like it, and they post like. Oh wow, what about what else happened? You know, people doing Facebook. They don't post that they fell in the mud today. They don't post the things that happened that are bad to them. Their car got stolen, or you know, anything that happened, stepped in a pile of shit. People don't put that. So then others that go on the Facebook, and I don't do that. I just never did, and I never wanted to. Social networking. But people that go on there, then they get jealous of somebody else. Oh, look what they do with their life. Oh, look what she does. Look what he does. Oh, and see, so they make life look so perfect, but really, nobody's life is, and it's an illusion, and it continues to promote the illusion, and it makes people want to feel special. So it derives, of course, from insecurity, and it comes deep down, and it goes into people lacking something from childhood they never completely got, and you know, everybody, single person in the system has been abandoned as children because their parents and family had to go to work, and they had to be raised by the system, raised by the different strangers out there, teachers, and so we all have those kind of abandonment issues. And so people are searching for security, and so this is a big ego part of the ego ran amok, is just this insecure culture. And beyond that, just what people get away with is incredible. Like behaving like an asshole gets you fame and fortune, and it's true. I mean, you can be a total idiot, narcissistic asshole on TV, and people like you, and people like that, and people pattern after that, and it becomes acceptable, because when people see things on TV, they just automatically accept. They've been dulled down by many things, and as you actually watch the tell live vision, you get into a state of mind where you get into what's called a plasma state, and it's a very suggestible state, so it's easy to not question, and then people start to pattern, as I've gone over. Another side of this disorder, this whole ego ran amok, is victimhood. Everyone's a victim. Oh, everyone feels sorry for me. Look what happened to me. And it's this attention getting, this you know, give me attention. I need special rights. Give me special rights and attention. It's this whole culture too out there. And feel sorry for him. Oh, it's just this feed me culture. It's kind of like feeding a disease. And people probably don't look at it as that, because it's considered normal. But what is really normal, as you listen to my show and many others, is not too normal. And it has gone amok, and the ego has gone out of control. And it's gone out of control in many ways. This culture we live in has become acceptant of things that are immoral. And, of course, I'll get into that in a little bit of, you know, kind of the hub and where we need to be somewhat. But beyond that, there's the ego ran amok with power trips. There's so many people that get on power trips. Let's take, for example, the police. The police in the United States, a lot of them are retired military that go into police because it just seems like the job for them. And you know, some people have a chip on their shoulder, and they get into the policing, and they put that into it as well. And these guys are some of the biggest, and girls are some of the biggest jerks out there. You know, you can't wait to flex that power, can't wait to use that and wield that and have somebody cower because I have that power. And it really gets out of control. And I've dealt with police that have been that way, and it's incredible. It's just incredible that they go to sleep at night and that they can sleep and be around themselves. But they are miserable. And all these people, all these different archetypes out there that I'm talking about are miserable. They're people that are all in a state of mind that they are not secure, and they are crying for help. And that's the thing. It's almost a handicapped type of people and culture. And, you know, power trippers, people that get promotions, I've worked with in jobs that got promotions, they don't know how to handle the power, and they get it, and they were your friend, but now they can't be your friend because now they're your supervisor, and you have to listen to what they have to say, and now they can wield that power like never before. And this is a sickness too. It's a real shame to see this happen. I've seen it happen to really cool people, but they couldn't handle the power. They didn't know how to be. And I never was one to put up with that. So in places I've worked, I've been a jerk back, and I don't care because I always stand up, and at least as long as I can keep the job. And sometimes I didn't keep the job, but the kind of people out there that go on power trips. And then there's just this mentality that I rule. You know, wherever I go, I'm this the confident guy, and you know, nothing can break me down. One of the funniest things that, or maybe most entertaining to me to see, and it does sound sick in a way, but it's just the breakdown of the ego that makes me happy, is once in a while you get these total idiots that look like they came from the Jersey Shore or somewhere, you know, that is, you know, one of the dumbest shows. I can't believe people actually like that crap. But people that from those kind of shows come over here to Hawaii, and they're not, you know, that archetype of people, I mean, these kind of like jocks, these sort of like think they're surfers or whatever, they come over here and they don't last very long. The reason they don't is because Hawaii people will make sure to break them down. You know, people, they have this haughty attitude coming over here from the mainland U.S., but Hawaii's a different culture, and Hawaii people consider that pretty disrespectful, people just walking around like they rule like they're in any other state. And Hawaii locals are big. And so I've seen some of the worst pummelings you can imagine by big locals, with a lot of Polynesian and other mix of cultures here, but big. And definitely when people get, they don't just get beat up, they get pummeled. And I don't think that's the greatest thing. I don't promote violence, but some people deserve it. Some people with these attitudes need to get humble. And if that's what it takes, well, then that's what it takes, because these people deserve it. Walk around like total assholes, and they need to be chanted down. And that's what we do on this show, is we chant it down. So, as you can tell on this show, I've done music, and in my music career, if you want to call it that, got into as a lyricist for hip-hop, and when I was doing it, as far as doing shows and in the scene and, you know, trying to make a living and all that crazy stuff, I was also, when I pretty much wrote that one song I just played, which was on my album, I was coming into consciousness. And as I was coming into consciousness, I just noticed how many egos were around me. I noticed how much of an ego culture the hip-hop itself had become. And there is amazing hip-hop out there, and I'm not knocking all of it, but a lot of it, in my opinion, especially nowadays, not too good. You know, there's just a few artists that keep it going for me, but a lot of it is junk, because people don't put the right heart and effort into it anymore, and it just it doesn't do it for me anymore. I'm old school, whatever. But the egos in this music culture pushed me away, and I was coming into consciousness. So as I started doing it more, I realized I didn't want to be part of a scene. I was like, I was over it already, you know, because both these system tentacles, foolishness and shallowness and ego ran amok, are deeply embedded within a lot of the hip hop artists and culture that I was around, and so it turned me off. And so maybe that was one of the reasons I never fully put all of my energy into making it into that scene, besides the fact that I got busy and things happened in life that didn't allow me to continue on. But that's all right, because as I was able to see it from the outside, I realized, wow, what, that's ego ran amok, and I wasn't into it anymore. I just wanted to do music. I just wanted to, you know, flow from me and flow from the love, and do it because I love music, and I love the originators and innovators of the art. So that's a problem. It's another problem with the ego. And it's all around. It's everywhere. And one of the biggest problems I find as an awake mind out here, at least I, you know, try to be as awake as I can and someone who tries to promote consciousness, is cognitive dissonance, which is, I believe, a disease in itself. It's denial to the fullest degree. And these are the people that deny the truth the most, the people that I have the hardest time, you know, trying to convince. And I don't walk around like a preacher or a teacher. I just give it out and share it. And so I don't usually get too much resistance in that way. But let me tell you, sometimes people just ball up and they cannot take it. They cannot take this information. And it's big for them. It's too big for them. In people that are just stuck in their childlike minds, they cannot get out, and they think they know everything. One of the diseases I call in our culture is diplomatos. People, they have made it in the system, they got their diploma, they think they know everything because they made it through the school system, which trained them and brought them into the job that they have, so they know everything because they went through the schooling. The indoctrination. Listen to the system tentacle about schools, and listen to several shows that tie into that. Actually, the show about the health industry, the people that think that are doctors that think they know everything about health, when it's more about wealth. The yuppies. One of the cultures that I find that has the hardest time taking in information and is really stuck into cognitive dissonance is the uppies, the people out there that focus on health. They focus on a lot of states of well-being, but they truly don't want to see the big picture because they themselves are in the biggest denial, and they've sort of taken this this whole culture within this new age way as their sort of belief system, and so they've locked themselves in. So you have a culture that doesn't allow because of the ego blocking the way, and it pisses me off. It does. Basically, to show, to see if you have a big ego, if you feel like your ego maybe has run amok, one of the things that is a good test, if someone corrects you and you get extremely offended, then you probably have a big ego. And sometimes the truth hurts, but I'm all about the truth, and sometimes people in my life have told me the truth, and it really hurts, and it sucks, and it makes everybody mad. But if you get extremely offended, then you'll know that you have not are not a free thinker. You've not acceptable to new ideas, and that's what we got to be doing, is growing and building, as I said on the last tentacle. So it's that right there. If we're not, then we are stuck, and we are stuck within a belief system that's holding us back. Self-righteousness is actually the worst sin in the Bible. If you read the Bible, the worst sin, they say, in the whole Bible, really, it is true, even though they, you know, killing people and stealing from them are very bad, but one of the worst sins, at least it says in the book, is thinking that you're more righteous than your brother, your sister, or God himself. So take it how you want, as I'll get into the whole closed-minded religion system tentacle down the line soon enough. But that right there just shows you, even in the Bible, that one. You know, it's a vain culture that we live in. It's pretty insane. It's vain, it's insane, and it's taking people down a hole that they don't even know they're in. So it's a culture about imagery, and in the funny, and again, go to any magazine rack and look, you know, by the counter. They like to feed you all their other things, as I've talked about before, the sugars, the junk food, the aspartame, but they also feed you imagery, all the magazines, especially women. Women get bombarded harder in this culture than men do, because women, they sell so many beauty products to, and there's so many measures of beauty that women have to be in the standard of beauty. They have to measure up to this certain standard, which is basically impossible. And I really feel sorry for girls that fall to it to the fullest extent, where they have to, you know, pattern themselves after celebrities and these women on the covers of these magazines who are looking their very best because they've been dressed, they've had makeup artists, and then on top of that, the airbrushed faces and everything that's unreal. It's not possible to be that way in real life, you know. Just like everybody else, you know, these celebrities get acne on their face, and they get fat, and they get sloppy, and they pick their nose, and they do all this too. It's so funny. Everybody just needs to have a laugh and chant it down. But where it all comes down to, one of the things that I always think about is how the ego ran out of control is lack of consciousness, of course, and some people's lack of experiences, and the world itself lack of psychedelic experience, whether it be taking the actual medicines or just diving into deep consciousness in the many forms that you can. But the lack of psychedelics. Now, when I look at the country of the U.S., of America, I see an interesting pattern that I've brought up here before on the show. In the 1960s, the hippie movement, the hippie culture spread, and people were into consciousness. The reason why is because they were taking psychedelic medicines. They were taking psychedelic plants and LSD and other things that brought people into an awareness. It brought people out of the state of being that they were in, and it brought people into a realm that's just about completely forgotten here now in the 21st century. The 60s were a time where people were seeking some of the right elements within in planet Earth and being people beyond, you know, trying to get to being beyond this system and way of life, you know, seeking love and peace, which are important. Now, there's definitely a lot of flaws within the hippie movement that happened, but in general, the hippie movement had its importance. So you get into the 70s, and it was a little more defined, but as things got and grew, the powers that be, or shouldn't be, this took control and U-turned the whole movement. And how they did, partly, was through the introduction of synthetic drugs into an already drug-taking culture. And so you have this synthetic drugs that help people be shallow, dysfunctional, destroy consciousness, and combined with the media and where things were going by the 80s, turned it around, and, you know, a slow drifting away from that all the way up into now. So, in a way, the 60s was the last breakthrough of truth and consciousness that America had, as far as also the breaking down of some of the ego and the creativity. You just don't see that anymore. And in the circles of I'm out of the loop, but the people that you don't hear too often of teenagers, kids, or anybody doing any kind of quote-unquote drugs, not many people are taking psychedelics, and not many are chanting it down. You know, it's all about synthetics, as far as I know, pill popping, and I don't even know, because I've left that kind of scene long time ago. But that seems to be one of the problems. But drugs, I don't call the plants drugs. These are medicines if used correctly and right. It takes medicines to snap people out of their ego ran amok, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's not. And so one of the instant ways you can go there is by of the psychedelic medicines. And the thing is, money creates the illusion that everyone's out for themselves. It creates this illusion that we should, you know, all go out and you know, we can make it as individuals, but lack of community has increased this ego into the flight or fight mentality, which adds into this whole ego. And, of course, we need the ego for survival on the planet, but there's much more. So all this ran amok, and what a confusing life we live in. But the ego has, you know, ran amok, taken control of people, but there is an underlying truth to the world, and it seems like we're floating in the middle of chaos, and there's no coordinates to piece it all together. But the truth is, there is. There is truth, and there is real truth and consciousness out there. There is a real morality that we should follow, and how we should treat our fellow man. And so the thing is people think they can make it up all on their own, because we've lost these coordinates. People have lost the way to piece it all together, because it does. It seems like we're all just floating in the middle of chaos, and these different unconnected pieces, and you have to connect the dots yourself. But in order to truly go there, we must chant down a lot of these things that have come and wrapped around us, these tentacles, and some which I still haven't covered. But as you know, a lot of people, what stops them and what creates their egos and what they're held back by is, of course, organized religions. One of them that I will get into on a future show here, you know, the religions that hold people back, closed-minded religions that don't allow any other things in just because some other man wrote it down, and not necessarily even the words of the creator itself. The media. People are held back by the beliefs within the media and the conditioning through schools. And what it is a denial of a bigger world different to the world, to their world perception. It's this denial from their worldview. And when people's worldview has to be changed, that means their ego has to be chanted down and doled down. And it's not an easy thing. And of course, the bad foods help. You know, if you don't eat the right foods, and the calcification of the pineal gland, which I talked to about on another show. And so all this combined creates this defensive culture in cognitive dissonance, stopping from learning, growing, and acceptant to a bigger world and things that that people should be, you know, fully taking and paying attention to. So there again, connects to the other system tentacle, the foolishness and shallowness, and how the lack of attention on the right things. The thing is, we were never meant to be anything very special or more special than anyone else. We're all meant to flesh ourselves out and become the unique individuals that we're supposed to be on the planet. We're all supposed to be special and be free to express ourselves in our unique ways of expression, and not be clones, and not be carbon copies, and not be workers, which I've talked about. But, you know, the ego comes in. You know, we were all babies once. And in the system, we all have different starting points, but we were all babies once with absolutely no ego. But we came and crept into this world, and this ego ran amok is the way to be, and it became survival. But it's not. And it's not humanity's natural state. I mean, we're really all needing to chant it down, laugh, and really look at us. I mean, all of us, everybody, single person stinks up the bathroom. Everybody sits down on that toilet and farts, and we all do that. Celebrities, people that you think are so respectable, well, you know, they do it too. Their shit stinks. And so does everybody else, and we're all just humans. And that's just the funny thing. We all need to laugh, and we all need to really remember that. And people need humility. People need to be humble. And it's a false identity that's out there. It's the false ego. It's the false self out there. We are not our job title. How many egos ran amok are because of the money that people make, you know, look what I got and you don't, look how much I make and you don't. These built-up egos that the financial system creates are blocking us. And all these block us from vibrating higher and being the free people that we need to be. And false identity, you're not even who you are in your family role. Yes, you are that, but you're much more than that. And people lose identity of who they really are within these roles they have to play in daily life. And so people are forgetting that we are consciousness experiencing life in these bodies. And that's what it comes down to in coming back to the roots. So this is a difficult system tentacle just to chant down, a difficult one to unplug from, because the solutions are a hard one, because nobody willfully wants to dole down their ego. Nobody willfully wants to go, okay, I was wrong, but we must. We must start understanding what it is to grow and learn and be wrong and say, huh, you know what, I was wrong. and you know, and chant down this show, and my ego as a radio host. I'm nothing special. I'm not a person of education or of any special purpose, and I'm not trying to be, and I don't want to be. But you know, chant down. We all need to just laugh at ourselves and realize that we were all babies once. We were all we all came from the same source, and we are all connected, but we are all unique individuals at the same time. And so my good friend of the show, and you know if you listen, is my good friend Double A, and he has a special word for people that have high egos and are always into themselves, and it's great, and I encourage the world to use it too, and it's the funniest thing ever. It's skibbity, skibbity. And if you say it to somebody, it sounds absurd and crazy, but if you say it to somebody with an ego, just look them right in the eye and give them a skibbity, skibbity. And sometimes drive-by skibbities are great. You know, just stir it up. Stir up the monotony. Get people off their high horse. And some people really need a skibbity or two. You know, give it to them. I will have Double A on the show again, and he'll share more about that. But listen to any of the shows labeled with our good friend, brother, Double A. But to really wake people up, it's a difficult one to wake up out of ego here. We really need to be humble and conscious, and that's not an easy thing as a collective across the planet. People have developed these egos. But it may take a cataclysm. It may take the survival mode to kick in as far as caring for others and just dropping our job title and what we think is our special purpose here and becoming more of a family unit of the human family on planet Earth. But you know, that's just it. So it may not happen voluntarily by humans. And I don't necessarily have faith that it will, but identifying this corruption, identifying that this is what is holding us back as us humans, and one of the very important system tentacles that is difficult to chant down, but we'll do so, you know, and identify. So that's the ego ran amok in a short version. And I could go on and on and on, but maybe I'll come back to this, flesh it out some more. But it's just important to understand this on our journey here on Chant It Down Radio. So hope you enjoyed this transmission, late night Hawaiian style status. That means really late night here, being the last time zone on Earth. So I didn't give any callers... the numbers out tonight to get any calls. We'll do a call-in show soon here and have a little fun with that too. But System Tentacles will continue as well, and other shows. I'm going to have some guests on, and we'll have some fun. We'll mix it up. You know, this series of shows, we still have a few more to go that we'll really get into coming up soon, and hopefully you enjoy the show. If you support it, you know, just spread the word and take what you will from it. By no means am I a professional host or professional at anything here, just giving you my take on life that I've seen through experience. So much love, stay roots, be a warrior, not a worrier, and just spread love and awareness and keep on chanting down. Much aloha.
know you get farther. Mountain streams and warm ocean water. Found relief, my focus is stronger. Boundaries are broken in progress. How you think depends on how caught up. Doubt your dreams defeat your high calling. Valleys high within the green forest. Now it's time for us to move toward it. Out right here, you know you get farther. People beyond.
Are you awake now?